This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Here to sort this all out, former CIA-trained defense intelligence officer, he's retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Colonel, you know, there have been leaks about phone calls between the president and leaders of Australia and Mexico, well as the investigation into the Russian alleged interference in the hacks into the DNC.
Right.
Are leaks by Obama officials the problem?
Absolutely, and I put this right at the feet of John Brennan and Jim Clapper, and I would even go so far as say the White House was directly involved before they left. I'd put this in the form of Ben Rhodes and Ben Rhodes and those folks. Let's be clear on this. I've watched this very carefully, the coverage, and when you have NBC reporting that they've talked to six officials who have seen the transcript, someone is basically giving away both sensitive methods, the fact that they read a communication that was intercepted by sensitive methods, and more importantly, that they're saying that they saw this information, which was beyond top secret, which tells me that clearly someone had to have access to that, and that is a key issue. Who leaked that information? And most importantly here, to Dennis's point and to Laura's point, is that the implication made by these officials to NBC and other outlets was that there was something sinister in it, which I agree with Sean Spicer. I don't believe for a minute that there was anything in there that was illegal. Mike Flynn's a pretty smart guy. He knows his phone calls are probably going to be intercepted or reviewed at some point. I'm sure he talked about sanctions, but not in the way that it was portrayed by the left. So
yeah,
I
Colonel,
do believe.
The sanctions came about again because of the Obama administration putting them in place over the findings by the intelligence community that it was Russia that hacked into the DNC. And we have Democrat Representative Adam Schiff. He's a ranking member in House Intelligence. He said it was the leak that brought Flynn down, not his lie. In other words, if it wasn't leaked, no one would know about this mess, and he was talking about sanctions with Russia. What do you make of that?
Well, look, the way I see this is the bottom line is the White House would have to find out what Mike Flynn did or did not say. And let's remember that this is an issue apparently between the vice president and Mike Flynn. And let's remember that when a White House is settling in, you're going to have a lot of personality conflicts pop up. Maybe there's something here we're missing on that.
Yeah, but Mike Flynn also works for the American people, and it's the geopolitical issues at stake with Russia and the war on terror.
And I read his resignation, and yes, he was during that period of December when this all happened, calling all the world leaders that he was going to have to be dealing with. So I don't believe for a minute this was a Logan Act violation. I believe this was one thing that was said, hey, when we roll in, when we're in charge, this will all be revisited.
Yeah,
that's
Colonel,
and he has the right to say that.
I mean, let's be clear. I mean, President Obama said to Medvedev, you know, I can be more flexible when I'm president. I get it. But again, this is in the context of a potential crime of the Russia hacking into the DNC. And now, to your point, would you support a bipartisan push about Republicans and Democrats demanding an independent probe into Flynn? Do you support that? Because we've got top Republican support like Roy Blunt and Bob Corker and Lindsey Graham. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because the fingers that they're going to be finding are pointing back at the former White House and some Democrats. The Democrats have been behind this, and I would go so far to say some of the Republicans have also been involved in some of the leaks. So bring it on. I think it's a good idea. And I think, like we saw in the Detroit recount, when they were recounting Michigan's votes, turned out to be voter fraud in all these Democrat precincts. I think it's what we're going to find here. So go right ahead.
Colonel Tony Schaefer, always good to have you. Thank you.
The former CIA-trained defense senior intel officer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Do you think he has credibility? I think he knows what he's talking about here. Of course, he was discussing the whole situation with Elizabeth McDonald with Fox Business News. You know, there is a lot more here than people are really perceiving. You know, they think this is just going. And the reason that this is still news a couple of weeks later is because there's more to this. I mean, how could the FISA court? I mean, the FISA court judge has to probably be trying to stay in the dark here, because I think he's got some answers here. It's like, why would they come and ask a private citizen on transit about a private citizen who's on transition, who's to be a national security advisor to Trump, if it wasn't a fishing expedition, if there was somebody else in this dark state that people are going to start hearing more and more about, if there wasn't somebody in this dark state of ours pulling some strings here. There's more to this to understand what's going on. And Tony Schaefer gave us some great
Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And that is our mission, right? And it's going to take all of us, all hands on deck required. Forget about Republican or Democrat or Independent. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do about this country and this great experiment, great American experiment that is 200 plus years in the making. The question is, what will we hand to the next generation? Bill Martinez here with you. Bruce Kaufman is with us right now, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines, newspaper, nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics, this being President's Day 2017. We wanted Bruce to come on and give us a little history lesson because this is what he does. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your number two Ticonderoga pencils. I think those are still available. And some notepads and get ready to take some notes because the professor is in the house. Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill. And I just want to say happy President's Day to you and 45 of the 50 states in our union, because in 5 states it's not called President's Day. Oh. This is a really interesting little history lesson. In Colorado, okay. Ohio, and Utah, it's called the Washington and Lincoln Day.
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama, for reasons I do not know, it's called Washington and Jefferson's birthday. That would be Thomas Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is that in the state of Arkansas, we are today celebrating Washington and Daisy Gatz and Bates Day. Now, I'm sure your listeners are wondering who Daisy Gatz and Bates, Daisy Gatz and Bates is. She was a civil rights leader back in 1957 who was instrumental in the integration in Little Rock, Arkansas, of the Little Rock Nine. Nine black kids who wanted to attend the all-white public school in Little Rock, and she was the one who helped facilitate the compromise that got them in there. So for to their credit, although I'm not sure why they chose President's Day,
yes,
it is Washington Daisy Gatz and Bates Day today.
Well, there's a lot I want to talk about regarding President's Day. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's stay on this because in the next segment, I want to talk about the current events here,
okay.
The things that are still bubbling, and I think that could be coming to a boil right before our eyes, something that we thought maybe had gone away, but I think it's exposing a lot of things. President's Day, let's talk about its – yeah, I mean, first of all, Arkansas, I mean, that is very interesting that you would combine what I would think – one of the hallowed days. I mean, first of all, you know, the Congress and, you know, federal government has been messed up over it because we used to have Lincoln's birthday and then we'd have Washington's birthday and they said, nah, let's, you know, for economies of scale or whatever, let's pull it all together and then to homogenize it, with a couple other people just for fun, I guess, it really dilutes the whole idea of what President's Day is all about, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Congress, yeah, this drives me crazy. Congress did this, of course. It was called the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, okay, in which they took a whole bunch of holidays and they just mashed them together and that said we're going to have a 3-day weekend so that we can have Monday as a holiday so people can go out and shop and merchants can, you know, make a lot of money. and so on. And that was pretty much the idea of it. So Congress in 1971 passed the Uniform Holiday, Monday Holiday Act, and made all these, so Lincoln's birthday is on February 12th. Washington's birthday is on February 22nd. They mashed it together and decided whatever is the first Monday in the third week of February, that's going to be President's Day. And by the way, this is interesting. When they wrote the statute or when they wrote the law that they turned this into, they said, quote, that this one holiday will be observed, and here this is a quote, without doing violence to either the history or tradition. Well, guess what? They did violence to both.
Yes.
Because if you're going to have history and tradition, then you observe these days on their birthdays.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, you always love it when government says this is what they're going to do. Because they have trained us well. Whenever they say this is something they're going to do, like give you national health care that you can keep your daughter a doctor and your same plan, it's just the opposite.
Right.
I mean, it's the screw tape letters all over again, you know. You say one thing, you mean something else. Wow, I mean, this is what we have to deal with. This is today's speak. You know, why can't people just say what they mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So there we have this thing called President's Day, and again, it's different. And this is one thing I will agree with, though, the Federalist principle, which said the states get to say, okay, maybe we'll go along with what the federal government is telling us, and maybe we not. The Federalist principle gives us the power to decide whether we're going to call it President's Day or whether we're going to call it Washington and Lincoln Day or whether we're going to call it Washington and Daisy Lee Gadsden Day. So, right. I mean, there is that. The states do have the right through the Federalist principle that the Founding Fathers put in our Constitution, which is to say that the federal government has certain responsibilities and the states have their own responsibilities, and the two shall not meet. Although today, of course, as you and I both know, the federal government has taken over so many of the responsibilities that the Founding Fathers gave to the states.
Right. Well, and I agree with the Federalist principle of the, you know, and you and I have talked about this at length, the 50, experimental laboratories that we have, that when they operate as intended and as designed, I mean, it's awesome. We get some great things. But I think every once in a while, there are things of a national interest and national import, like President's Day, and what it represents. And today, looking back at President's Day of these two iconic presidents, and here we are with a new president, and you go, how can I connect the dots here?
Yeah. that is the $64,000 question that we're all dealing with right now. And, I mean, we can go into this in terms of the histories of the presidencies in their beginning, in their initial stages, Washington, Lincoln, and Trump. Mm-hmm. There are so many differences that I wouldn't even know where to begin, other than to say, of course, that Washington, when he became president, he was still trying to figure out how to put together this federal government. The Constitution says that all executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States, but it doesn't say what that means, what executive power means. So Washington, the brilliant man that he was, working within the constitutional prescriptions of his office, acquired enough power to do his job. And Lincoln, of course, when in his first days of office, he's got a civil war to deal with.
Exactly.
So we have different circumstances here, but in terms of how all three presidents have met their unique challenges, Donald Trump still got some explaining to do.
Well, is there, you know, maybe a spirit of civility, kind of like what Marco Rubio had called for here recently, and I thought so very brilliantly, is that we need to have some overarching principle here of what we're trying to accomplish. Yes, you've got somebody who doesn't know politics, doesn't know D.C., and I think he's finding out really quick. There are a lot of moving parts here. But how does he orchestrate these parts without some level of cooperation for the good of we the people?
Yeah. Well, again, okay, so let's compare Trump with President Washington, our first and arguably our greatest, although I'd probably give Lincoln the slight nod. Here's the definition of my favorite definition of a leader. It's a man who knows what he knows, who knows what he doesn't know, who knows who knows the things he doesn't know, and is willing to listen to those people. That was Washington to a T. His military meetings during the Continental Army and the American Revolution, he encouraged his officers to give their opinion. When he was in his cabinet, were freewheeling affairs in which every cabinet member was allowed to give their opinion. Lincoln was the same way. Trump seems not to be listening to any of his cabinet. I think he's picked some very good members of his cabinet, but he isn't listening to them.
Well, I think we got to get them all seated, don't we? We got to get them all at the table. I think that would help, maybe.
That would help.
Just a little bit. It almost sounds Reagan-esque, you know, Washington style, and what Reagan did as well, surrounded himself around a lot of good men. Bruce Kaufman with us. We've got more coming up right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, those important qualities that you want to pass on to the next generation and be an example for. This seems to be lacking some of the civil, let's say, discordance that is going on, that is in conflict. to a civil conversation, a reasonable conversation where we can sit down and discuss one-on-one what's going on. Well, it's President's Day here in America, and Bruce Kaufman is with us. Bruce, you know, what I appreciate about holidays like this is that it forces us to, you know, take pause in just a moment and consider not only the past presidents, even our current president, what we're doing in light of what that office represents, I believe, the history of our great country, the Constitution, all these, I think, great markers along the journey of this great American experiment that are so meaningful and can be. Okay.
Go ahead.
I wanted you to chime in on that based on, you know, why we appreciate, you know, these national holidays. I look at it almost like the church's liturgical calendar. The church has a liturgical calendar to remind you of some important spiritual dates. And these national, holidays here in our country do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And again, it's a way to, this is what history is all about. It's a way to remind us of our shared past. And it, to me, as David McCullough put it, you know, if a man, a country that does not understand its past is like a man with an amnesia.
Yeah.
And holidays, federal holidays, national holidays, in which we observe important events of our past, are a way to remind us that we have a shared past, we have a shared heritage, we have a shared civic duty to our country. All of those things are one of the reasons why holidays, national holidays, are important to us. Absolutely.
Right, exactly. Well, and it's also been said along the same line that he who controls one's history controls their future.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's been said many different ways, including Santayana, those who ignore the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. That's another thing. Absolutely. So holidays are ways of reminding us both good and bad. I mean, one of the things about Martin Luther King Day is that it reminds us of, you know, a part of our past that we should not be proud of, which was slavery and racism and segregation. And we honor King because, you know, he led the movement that overcame all that. So, you know, in our history, we need to remember the bad as well as the good, because that way we don't repeat the bad.
Exactly. And this is why it's so important. I've been calling out the press on this, Bruce. Their job, job one, document history. Do your job. It is so important. But when you start getting into the small ball of politics, and I say it's small ball, considering what needs to be done, they may think it's the be all and end all. But really, what's at risk here are the lives at this point of, 320 million people, not to mention refugees, immigrants coming into this country who want a future and a hope. And they think that America is that shining light on a hill that can deliver for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the media is not going to do their job and they're going to be in their tank and then subordinate their critical job to people, then we're in trouble. And that's the big discussion that's going on right now as well, is you know, the prejudice and how it's become an instrumental arm, some would say, of propaganda.
Yeah, and it's distorting our history. There's no question about it. That is the problem. I mean, you've just put your finger on something that's extremely important and very very rarely talked about, which is that if the media is not going to do their job, then they're going to give us a false picture of our past history, and that teaches us the wrong lesson.
Well, and here we are, Bruce. The technological age in which we live in, anybody with a computer, a microphone, you know, number two Ticonderoga pencil, they got a blog, they're out there, they're putting out information. They do not have the resources necessarily to do the research that the major mainstream media has. I mean, they have budget to handle this stuff. These guys don't. And so they, I say, guys, there's gals involved as well. They're loose with the facts because they can't do all the research. Bless their hearts. I mean, some try and do the best job they can, but they just don't have the wherewithal that the mainstream media has in order to go in depth and pursue these things. You know, why is it? Why is it, Bruce, that we still don't know who killed President Kennedy? Why? I mean, here we are, you know, 60 years later, we still don't know. We still don't know what happened in Benghazi.
Yep. Yeah.
Or we say we just don't want to know.
Well, we get inundated with so many different. This is what the blogosphere is all about. And as you point out, a lot of them don't have the resources necessary to check their stories. A lot of them don't have the journalistic training to know how to check your stories, how to make sure that what you write has some backup information that is true. I mean, you know, the great line editor, if your mother tells you that she loves you, check it out. There is none of that in the blogosphere. And so, we are confused as to what is fact, what is fiction, what is half and half. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that's all, you know, participating in this mishmash of communication that's flying around. And then you wonder why we have a divided country. A divided country, many times you talk to these people and you go, what do you understand? Help me understand. What do you understand about, let's just say, the Michael Flynn firing? And the stories they come up with, I mean, it is amazing. Things even about Donald Trump that Donald Trump never said, but it all fits into that paradigm and that perception of what they had that's being supported by things that are recklessly being put out there. And this is what gives Donald Trump credence to talk about fake news. But the other thing is, on the other hand, I want to tell Donald Trump, well, then if you're going to call out fake news, don't be fake news yourself.
Yeah.
You know, then you got to make sure your facts are done. You know, like you said, you can't sit there and just go, hey, your mother loves you and you don't have the source on that. You know, you got to check these things out. If you're giving out figures, you can't come as the president of the United States. It's inexcusable to say, well, that's what they told me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for instance, this whole Swedish thing that Trump is now in trouble on. I mean, you know, you have to check the facts. And that's something that he's apparently not doing. And again, the other issue, of course, is that, well, I don't know if we want to get into the technicalities of the Fourth Amendment, but in terms of the Michael Flynn thing here, mm-hmm. we have been violating, the federal government has been violating the Fourth Amendment for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. And that to me is a huge issue. You know me, I'm a constitutional guy.
Right.
And the only way, the Fourth Amendment is very clear on how you can get information, how you can search someone's home, how you can, all those things, and you need a warrant. You need a judge to approve a warrant. There has to be probable cause for the judge to issue that warrant. And you have to spell out what you're looking for, where you're looking for it, who is the person in possession of that information. And none of that is happening now.
Exactly. Well, that's why I think that this whole controversy about Michael Flynn exposes, or at least begs to expose the judge, what did he hear? You know, what did he hear from the NSA saying, or the CIA, whoever processed the order, that said, we need to listen in on the conversation of a private citizen with a Russian ambassador?
And they have no right to do that. Absolutely.
And this was directed by President Obama. I say his administration, whether it was done by his very own hand, we don't know, because anything that we try to connect directly to President Obama's hand, even after he's left office, is difficult.
Right. But yeah, I would say that the Obama administration was probably one of the worst defenders of the Fourth Amendment in modern history, in terms of violating that sacredness that you have in terms of your possessions, information, all of those things. If you're going to authorize, although to be fair, George W. Bush was also a violator.
Right, exactly, right.
But this is a very worrisome trend that we have. This is Big Brother all over again, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's just another manifestation of the federal government intruding into our lives, often illegally, and that's a perfect example of it.
Well, it starts with direction. If that's the trajectory it's been on, as you say, Bush built on what had happened previously under the Clinton administration, and then Obama took it on steroids.
Right.
And he seemed to, you know, this seems, if anything, as part of his legacy, he's going to be the steroid president, because he augmented everything, it seems, at every turn. And in terms of executive power, I mean, on and on, the list is endless here.
Yeah, the list is endless. And by the way, just real quickly, I just found out Obama deported more illegal immigrants than the sum of all deportations in the 20th century, okay? So when you're talking about Trump and illegal immigrants, let's not forget that as well. There is perspective here, okay, Bill? But the thing is, we go down a really slippery slope, okay, when we say the ends justify the means, and that's
exactly
what's happening too often in our our country today.
Bruce Coffin, it is a wrap and always an honor to have you with us. From Bruce's History Lessons, I'm Bill Martinez.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Not only we the people, but I understand, Scott tells me, George W. Bush is on the phone. Mr. President, good to have you with. Happy President's Day. Is this all about you?
No, it's not all about me. It's all about George, the first George W., G.W., George Washington, and, of course, Abraham Lincoln, too. We'll throw him in there.
Well, yeah, why not, huh? We'll make room for him because we're generous. You feel rather generous today, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. I feel chipper. I feel optimist. I feel like Optimus Prime.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Mr. Bush, you know, I think it's quite interesting, the contrast between you and Donald Trump. You were very humble with the press. I mean, you took one bullet after another. But Donald Trump's not even about to take one little iota of shrapnel, is he?
That's right. He is, I like to call him the reflector.
He is. He definitely is, isn't he? I mean, you know, the media doesn't know what to do when you put a mirror in front of themselves. They're kind of freaking out right now.
Yep, it's like that old saying, you're rubber and I'm glue. Whatever you say bounces off me. Wait a second. Shoot, I think I got that backwards.
so it happens. But do you feel when you're listening to Donald Trump, do you feel like do you have those moments that shoulda, coulda, woulda moments that maybe you should have, you know, let them have it?
You know, it's funny. I tell you, I feel like I played it correctly because I learned when I was president never to listen to the polls. Of course, I never listened to the French either.
Exactly. Well, you know, it keeps you out of trouble. You don't want to listen to the French. You should know that. Just from history. So anyway, I understand you got a little tribute song for, you know, in honor of President's Day, a little tribute song for Donald Trump?
I do, Bill. I want to continue to inspire him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been taking guitar lessons, and I wrote up this little song. It's sung to the tune of a very popular song by Leonard Cohen, and it's, I'll just play it for you. Here goes like it.
Okay.
There is a man, his name is Trump. He kicks my baby brother's rump, but you don't really care for politics, do you? But you hung in tough, you took the cake, your strategery is to make us great. This underestimation never threw you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, second verse.
Well, Hillary wanted you to run. I mean, you never win, but oh, what fun. When you were nominated, she sang hallelujah. Your orange hair, your goofy tan, your too long ties, your too small hands. Till America decided they would choose you. Hallelujah.
Okay, all right.
There we go. Raise the flag and ring the bell. Donald won. Beat us. Well, we're all still Americans. That is true, yeah. So, bring it out. Give peace a chance. Perhaps we've all learned how to dance. And with one united voice, sing hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You had everybody singing, President Bush. You had everybody singing. Now, when did you have time to pick up the guitar? I mean, you've been painting, and of course, you're a consummate reader, and now you're learning how to play guitar, and you did a great job there. And you're writing songs like that. That is awesome.
Well, I guess you might call me the resonance man.
Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with John Morgan, the one and only. He's the premier George W. Bush impersonator, if you haven't gotten connected the dots appropriately. Author, motivational speaker, and, of course, impersonator as well. And he's just released a new book, War on Fear, which is terrific. John, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Why did you write War on Fear?
Because I envision a world where Christians live life in obedience to their Savior without being afraid.
Well, that really says a lot. I mean, because you imagine, and I guess that's the subtext of the book, is that imagine if you weren't afraid, what would you do? Right?
Exactly. Exactly. How many of us have dreams, inspirations, ideas, nudges from the Holy Spirit or whatever, business plans, and fear creeps up and acts like it's your friend and throws his arm around your shoulder and tries to protect you from the big, bad, ugly, mean world out there. And really, it's the thief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a scripture in the Gospel of John that says, I have come to give you life and give it to the full. But the thief comes to kill and steal and destroy. And brother, I'm after that thief.
Well, we have to be after the thief. We also have to be after, you know, God's purpose and why he came to earth. Why he put so much on the line for us when you think about it, John. And we take that gift so much for granted. You know, one time, I had this vision of people walking all around with unopened gifts. And I see that. And, you know, my grief today, and I sense your heart is the same way, is when you look upon God's creation and you see the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and they're all entrapped, they're all enslaved and in bondage for fear. And they're missing out. And the fact of the matter is, John, is we need them all in the game. We need,
oh, yes.
We need their participation and their piece of the answer. As I've often said on this show, God in his divine brilliance, as if I should be the one to declare his divine brilliance, only by experience, I can tell you. But he doesn't need my affirmation. Never gave any one person all the goods. He gave us all parts and pieces. That when we come together, then you know, I can have you on a show like this, John Morgan. You can sing to us and you know, make us chuckle and appreciate our past president, who interestingly enough went out with such low approval ratings. But over the years, people are realizing, you know, he was, you know, W wasn't quite that bad after all.
Far from it. You know, I've often said you could have the cure for cancer, but if nobody finds out about it, people are going to die.
Yes.
And heaven is longing to be populated with the people that are going to hell because they're not hearing the good news, because we're living in fear. And this book, it's a hilarious, it's a fun, it's a comedic book, and it's a book that'll set you free and give you all kinds of inspiration. And it's loaded with aha moments. Why? There's no need to let fear hold you down.
Exactly. Well, we need a little comedy mixed in there because, I mean, I can have a tendency to be overly serious, so this is why I appreciate your sense of humor, and you're such a blessing, John Morgan. I remember in the old days with fear, you know, that acrostic, which was one of my favorites, especially when it comes up, it just immediately comes to mind, which is false evidence appearing real. And that is fear, right?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. You know, I like to compare it, and I do so in the book, to little Toto pulling back the curtain on the little old guy in the book, in the movie The Wizard of Oz. All, you know, he's just this little feeble old man with levers and pulleys. That's all he's got. Mm-hmm. And that's all fear is. It's just a voice. It's just a suggestion. We give it its power by our acquiescence.
Well, congratulations, John Morgan, on the book, War on Fear, available at all the usual places. Tell our audience.
Yes, Amazon. You can get it on my website at waronfearbook.com.
And how do we get our hands on your hit record now that you've just produced?
You can find it on YouTube, and I hope you'll tell a lot of people on it because I'm trying to get on the Ellen show.
Okay, hey, well, why not? Let's do that. You want to do the dance thing with Ellen? Is that what you want to do?
You bet.
No, why not? John Morgan, thank you so much for being with us. Author of the book War on Fear, renowned George W. Bush impersonator, John Morgan. Thank you, John.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
I almost want to say you better, you know. But, hey, in this era, you know, I understand. We need to be civil and respectful. I got to say, this next guest that we're bringing on, Dr. Del Tackett, I was just telling him that this is having him on with us this morning is a fulfillment of an eight-year odyssey for me personally. I was exposed first to Dr. Tackett with the Truth Project, Focus on the Family's outstanding presentation. I used to tell people that I liken the Truth Project to kind of a master's course on the study of truth, why we're here, what it's all about, in, you know, the whole foundations of our country, the things that maybe in many instances we take for granted. And I got to tell you, I had the privilege and honor to lead, you know, near a dozen different classes through the conversation and the exposure of the Truth Project and one Dr. Del Tackett, to know that it really changed my life and focused me in a great way. And why you hear, when you hear me talking about the truth and why it's so important, you can blame Dr. Del Tackett. Okay, so Dr. Tackett, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill. You embarrass me. You know, I need to put the caveat on there that anything good that comes out of the Truth Project or anything I do, you know, that's the Lord. And
right.
So it's been amazing to see what he has done.
Well, the team that you had at Focus on the Family, the producers, I mean, even down to the serendipity of being able to take advantage of the son of one of the, was he a cameraman or something that, you know, when you brought this insightful young man on that was
Kyle
just,
West. Yeah.
Wow.
He was a son of one of the employees there back when I worked at Focus. And he, what a delightful young man, really.
Yeah, very truthful and honest, and yeah. Had a way to cut through all the stuff and make it so simple and very, very powerful. But again, you know, the Bible says that we should let the people know that have taught us things that have been most effective when it has to do with revelation and the things of God, that we should acknowledge it and let them know of the benefit. And I do that by command of the Word of God. And I thank you, Del Tackett. You know, more than words can express, sir. Okay.
Well, that's my pleasure. I'm just a tour guide, but I delight taking people on a tour and seeing them hang out the window, ooing at the jewels in the cave.
Yeah, amen to that. Now, we got another tour that we're coming up on that's going to be released soon that I'm excited to talk with you about is Genesis History, huh?
Yes, that's correct. It's coming out soon. It's been a couple years in the making, and boy, I'm excited for it.
Well, this is going to be a Fathom event, 600-plus theaters nationwide, one night only, February the 23rd. And you can go to isgenesishistory.com and see the trailer for yourself. Boy, this is very, very powerful. And like you say, it's been a long time in the making.
It has. We started this about 2 years ago. Compass Cinema in Nashville, Thomas Purifoyer heads that up. He gave me a call one day and we just commiserated on the kind of the state that things are in our culture, and especially regarding the whole issue of science and the current scientific paradigm and how that's impacting the church and believers. And so we launched on this. I mean, it was a tour for us. We had it all around the country interviewing scientists in the field, and what a delightful thing to do.
Well, don't you find it quite interesting that God always puts us in a position to teach that which we ourselves need to learn the most, it seems?
That's true. And I mean, anybody who's taught anything realizes that it's in the process of learning and then about it to teach that we end up learning even more. I learned a lot from these scientists.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's the thing, and I wanted you to expand on this a little bit more. When the project first came up and you go, okay, consistent with your values and what you think in terms of what we not only think but what you believe, is that, the culture has unanchored itself. You know, the Bible says that people without vision will cast off restraint, and that's that anchoring, those moorings that hold us down to the values that that reinforce that God really did say, right?
Oh, absolutely. Paul speaks of this when he talks about people being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, of every wind of teaching. And it's unfortunate today that we were seeing what happens when a culture turns its back upon the transcendent truth and a transcendent God. And that leaves us as a culture without root. Mm-hmm. And so we get blown to and fro. I liken it to being on a cork on an ocean with no shore.
Right.
We just get bobbed around and blown here and there, and with serious consequences.
Exactly. Well, I think it's quite arrogant when we put ourselves in the position of God or above God, doubting whether or not God did say something. And, I have to chuckle at times when, God decides to pull back the onion skin and open our eyes to the real truth. And they go, wow, that Genesis story, there is something to that. It really is true, right?
Oh, my goodness. This, to me, the whole issue that we're dealing with in the film is Genesis history.
Mm-hmm.
Is the record and the account that has been given to us, especially in those first 11 chapters of Genesis, is that account a historical account that God gave to us so that we might know what God did in the beginning of all things and what happened after that? Or is it merely just mythical analogy, poetry, and the other kinds of things that it's being twisted into today? Mm-hmm. And once you begin to twist the Word of God into something that you want it to be, let me tell you, there are serious consequences, and I think we're suffering from that.
Yeah, you know, without a doubt. I mean, it's like, it's simple. I tell people sometimes, it's as simple as violating the law of gravity. We know enough that if we fall off the roof and hit the ground, it's going to hurt, right? Well,
that's right.
If that's the case, what are the other laws that God has instituted for our good that we violated at our own peril?
Well, amen to that. And and especially now that we're dealing with such a critical aspect of the truth of God, the story of God, the meta-narrative of God, because from a biblical worldview perspective, you mentioned the Truth Project, and that's really my major calling that I have from the Lord, is to do what I can to help the body of Christ to recover that systematic and comprehensive biblical worldview. Well, that worldview is rooted in the reality of what is said in the account in Genesis.
Exactly.
If we walk away from that, we walk away from the notion that man is made in the image of God, that he has been given the responsibility to walk before God in accordance with God's truth and his law, and there are consequences when we don't. Mm-hmm. The reality of sin, and Paul points back to Adam in his argument for why salvation can come through one man, Christ. He said, just as sin entered through one man, pointing to Adam.
Right.
And if we then wipe that out, as unfortunately is happening increasingly at the hierarchy in evangelical Christianity today, then we're walking away from the root of a biblical worldview.
Well, and let me pause for just a moment here, Del, if I might, and that is, I want to encourage our audience, if you have not been confronted and been exposed to the Truth Project, I would say do not pass go, do not collect $200. Get yourself in front of that. Go to Focus on the Family. Purchase this series. Get your friends, your neighbors, your church. Let it ignite your spirit and understand and appreciate and be relieved to know that God really did say and that he wants it to go well for you. What he said to Cain still echoes through the millennia, that says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And there is a blessing. I'm telling you, it is a life-changing blessing for you. Get your hands on this. I cannot tell you how significant and life-changing and how beneficial it will be to you and your family to get in front of it. Del, I appreciate with the consideration of this documentary on Genesis is that you're going head to head with the argument that says, essentially what Genesis says, as you say in the first 12 chapters, is unprovable.
That's true. We basically lay out the reality of two paradigms that are in competition, actually, today. This is not a film that is bashing the other side. This is not a film that casts bombs and so forth, but we deal as honestly as we can with the reality that these two paradigms are radically different. And basically what we're trying to do in the film is to lay out the positive perspective that there is scientific evidence and there are some very, very sharp, very smart, very credible professional scientists who believe that evidence supports the fact that God, when he created the world, he created it in 6 days. That he created male and female. Everything that he records for us there in terms of the fall of man and a global flood that God used to destroy the wickedness of man, and yet the promise of a coming Savior. All of that is historically accurate. It was given to us. Now, most people recognize we live in a world in which today the scientific paradigm that has captured our culture and the world in
exactly
to that extent.
Well, Del, we have to leave it there, and I want to encourage everybody. This Fathom event is Genesis history. Must see. Bring a big box of popcorn. Have a good time there. 600-plus theaters, one night only on February the 23rd is GenesisHistory.com. All the information in the trailer is right there. Dr. Del.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever...